Cape Talk.
Cape Talk from the continent.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor Osoko Sibiya, who joins you every morning to give you some of the most heartwarming stories coming from the African continent. Soku, good morning. How are things going?
Good morning, Abongile, and to listeners.
Soku, let's talk about Throwback Thursday. When it comes to Africa, what's the latest?
Well, I think what we need to reflect upon is basically the youth and how they are in innovative spaces across Africa. Now, the reason why we're doing this is that, as I've always said, that, you know, Africa has the largest youth population in the world, and it's this demographic that needs to basically chart the way forward in terms of where we are going. And many of them are taking part in innovation initiatives in healthcare, in transport, in architecture, in building, and actually even in politics. So, for example, in Ethiopia, we've got the youngest leader. He's 41 years old, Abdi Ahmed, and he is the Prime Minister of Ethiopia. And he has come up with some ideas that his predecessor probably didn't come up with. So things like freeing political prisoners, giving a voice to some of the protesters who have been up in arms over some legislations. And these are things that, you know, we want to make sure that the youth get a voice. Because as we say, you know, when the youth is unemployed, they're the people, they're the custodians of the future. And if they are unhappy, then, you know, who are you going to be passing on the knowledge, the skills, or anything else to, if you can't reach them or if you can't talk to them? Another thing where we've seen youth in different spaces is, for example, in innovation. Earlier in the week, we spoke about a young man who is coming up with an Uber-style app for Tanzania as a ride-hailing cab. And these are the type of people we talk about. We've also spoken about young people who go into business who are challenging the status quo. So they look at multinationals that have been operating across the continent and want to now challenge these ideas and make sure that they then, you know, they just tinker or play around with the with an idea that's already there, but just to make it customized for Africa or and more especially for their own community. And what we're seeing as well, you know, that governments as well are now coming to the fore. The African Union summit leaders are at a summit basically talking about these things. How do we then incorporate youth initiatives? How do we make sure that, you know, our policies are enabling the youth to become better than what they can be? And these are the questions that we hope are answered at these summits, and that the youth are actually represented in them too.
Ah, see, this is what I'm talking about. You always know how to just warm up my heart when it comes to Africa. Because sometimes, yeah, once again, you know, there's horrid stories about our continent. But once in a while, we get people like you that remind us that, hey, it's not all doom and gloom. Soku, thank you once again for joining us on the show this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Soku Sibiya, editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com.